After asking God so many intense questions, God answers and says, I'm going to do something amazing in your time, and just watch the nations. And so Habakkuk is probably, you know, anticipating, he's getting excited. And then what happens in verse 6? God says, I'm going to raise up the Babylonians. What? It's not at all what Habakkuk hoped for or expected. It doesn't make sense. The Babylonians, they're a ruthless people. They're cruel. God is raising them up. So this is what's happening. As the Israelites rebel against God, God's going to bring discipline. He's going to use the Babylonians. Now, the Babylonians are going to end up going further than what God told them to do or wanted them to do. They're going to rebel against God in their role. But still, the Babylonians are going to be involved. And that's going to be a humbling process for the Israelites. And it's not what Habakkuk wanted or expected. So what do we do with that? God has a plan. God does discipline, and his plan is often working underneath the surface. The fact that he's already raising up the Babylonians with a specific task, it's a reminder that sometimes we pray and it looks like, okay, is God doing anything? Like, where's the action? Where's the change? Well, God is at work, and his plan's being formed that no one can stop. It's underneath the surface, and he's going to use unlikely people. So, all that to say, it is humbling what God's doing here. There's a wrestling initially with not making sense of the situation. And then there's a second wrestling with God's, you know, what he's saying he's going to do. And so you might be wrestling with God's plan today. As you read through Habakkuk, continue to be raw with God. Be honest with God and talk about his plan and continue to surrender to him. But at the same time, trust that he has good purposes in mind, even during times of discipline.